Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shaquille O'Neal, the chief fun officer. What's going on, Shaq?
You better have had that gold mic that I requested.
Of course.
Yeah, we do.
Nothing
to do.
Or I wasn't doing this show. No. Solid gold mic.
Nothing but the finest
pineapples. I want some grapes.
Shaq, what have you had going on the boat today, man? It looks like everybody's having a good time. What have you been rolling with?
Just hanging out. Got to see some old friends. I see a lot of great real estate here, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Got to see Glenn. I got to see Shane. Got to see Alonzo. Just, we just want to promote the launching of the Horizon, one of Carnival's new ships.
This is a cool partnership that you had, because you, one of the things I love with you, Shaq, you've had so much fun after the career's ended. I see you on tanks building the aquariums. You never know where Shaq's going to show up DJing. This just kind of goes in line with you. You seem like you want everybody to have a good time around you.
Well, I know for a fact that laughing, releases certain endorphins in your face, and it relieves stress. There's a lot of stress going on. You would think in 2018 the world would be a lot more easier, but
yeah,
so much going on, a lot of stress. I want to be the guy that when you see me, when you hear from me, at least I can make you smile for a couple of seconds, and then maybe that could, recharge and restart your day.
You did a really nice thing. We had some winners down there before. You had a little skills competition, and you just decided with your authority as chief fun officer, you know what? Everyone's getting a cruise on the Carnival Horizon.
Everybody eats, baby. It's not about me or you. It's about this team.
Did you ask for permission?
Like, you suck without these guys, see? But it ain't about you. It's about
I suck. Listen.
Without
we
do.
These
we
guys,
do.
You're terrible. But with these guys, you're a championship team.
I suck
but it
with
ain't
these
about
guys.
You.
Yeah.
It ain't about you. It's about the team. That's why you guys have the best radio show. Sports Talk 790, The Ticket.
Yes. Look at this, man. Pro's pro, Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq, we wanted to ask you, your running mate, Dwayne Wade, for the 2006 championship. He announced that he was coming back. There was some delusion, it seemed, in the summer. Were you surprised that he decided to come back?
I'm not surprised. I'm actually kind of jealous. I wanted one of these farewell tours. I can remember growing up seeing Magic Johnson and Kareem have their little tour, and I was like, damn, I wish I was that good one day. But I'm happy for Dwayne. He deserves it. One of the best two guards to ever play the game. He will definitely be remembered, and I just can't wait to see what type of goodies he gets. Because I know that they was going to give me Harleys.
Yeah. Oh, you gotta come. You gotta come right if you're giving Shaq a retirement present.
That's what I'm saying.
That had to go.
Like, sometimes you retire. Your body retired long before you retired.
It did. Mine probably shot out when I was playing with LeBron in Cleveland.
Yeah, that was the time when.
Yeah, that was it.
Where you just no matter what, it ain't working with me.
Yep.
Well, Shaq, we've been working on this campaign, the boys and I, for Dwayne Wade, because he has been one of Miami's great athletes.
Don't forget Udonis Haslam.
Of course,
Udonis.
Oh, no.
We're working on it.
We're getting to Udonis.
No, you said it right now. Say it twice.
What was the thing about Udonis when he was there? Because he has some great love for you at that retirement center, for your jersey retirement. You could tell the respect he has for you.
This is what I always tell people. Like, when you come up here, you say, look at this table, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody talks about this beautiful leg that's holding the table. Oh, you're laughing.
Guys like
Udonis and guys that came off the bench, they're the legs. Because when we get double and triple team, we got to kick it to somebody. Like, we can't do all the scoring. So guys like that just always worked hard, always, show a lot of respect for guys like that. If it wasn't for Alonzo and UD, I would only have three rings and not four. So those guys get all my respect. D-Wade is like superstars, they're supposed to get 25 and 26. But the other guys, when they step up, that's when you know you got something special.
Yeah, well, Udonis Haslam is absolutely he's been the captain, and it's gonna feel weird. I saw the statistic that he'd have been around for 31 years, and he's been here for 16. He's been here for over a half's existence. He's the pulse of the franchise.
He loves Miami. He turned down big money to play a lot of teams to stay here and stay with his family. 305, baby, Dade County.
Of course.
Udonis Haslam.
But to get back, Shaq. So we're working on this campaign. We want to rename.
I don't care what you're working on. I'm just
you got to hop on, Shaq, because we need you. We need your endorsement
okay,
here.
Let's do it.
So we're working on trying to get Biscayne Boulevard in front of the arena renamed to Dwayne Wade Boulevard. We're talking to mayors. We're talking to city politicians. And we think this thing has legs. I'm trying to put something together with video. Would you be able to tell the politicians of Miami, give Dwayne Biscayne?
I can't tell them, but I can ask them.
Can you ask them?
Well, let's stop for a second. Let's do a little negotiating.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it.
I can't do that without throwing my man Udonis in there.
Well, no, well, okay, so
here's this.
The road that goes around the arena, it's a U.
No.
We're going to call that Udonis.
We want a real road for Udonis. Don't be giving Udonis
okay, I agree with that.
Okay.
Roads.
Okay.
What the hell's wrong with you, man?
He's trying to give him a driveway.
You already told me I suck.
We don't want no driveway. We want a real road.
What do you want Udonis has them to have?
I want them to have, okay, how about the Udonis has, or Dwayne Wade?
Expressway?
No, Dwayne Wade, Udonis has them both. Both of them at the same time.
What if Udonis?
It's kind of wordy, isn't it?
How about should you
whippy freaking do?
Should you just give
you don't have to say it.
Like, see, keep it.
You don't have to say
Shaq,
it.
Shaq,
smack Shaq.
Would you share a statue? Like,
because
somebody said they were saying, like, well,
yeah.
Dwayne and Udonis should get their statue together.
Yeah,
would you and Kobe do a statue together?
All day, every day.
Really? You don't want your own statue?
No, because you know what?
I feel like that'd be something you want to be selfish with.
It's not about me. And then, you know, you're saying it's wordy. You don't have to say it. All you got to do is type it in, and the navigation will say it for you.
I do want that. I do want that. I want the Google Maps to change it and everything.
No, but I just think it'll be – I mean, like, look, D-Wade is great, but we got to give Udonis something.
We're absolutely.
We're not trying to give him a damn you. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
Trying to give him the back streets. So we can't get you on board. Give Dwayne Biscayne.
Biscayne?
Yeah.
All of Biscayne.
Yeah, all
at
of
least
it.
In front of the arena.
All of it.
Yeah.
Not all of Biscayne.
All right, how about in front of the arena? Give Dwayne Biscayne in front of the arena?
How about, okay, let's just say it's 100. You give UD 50, and you give D-Wade 50.
Okay.
Right.
Negotiations are set.
Right.
Yes. I like it. Shaquille O'Neal joining us here on the Carnival Horizon.
It's kind of wordy. So what? You don't have to read it.
No. But if you're giving direct, like, see, he's like, he's Leroy.
We have to deal with him every day.
No.
You were boxed in.
Hold on.
What is this? School?
Shaq, you'd share a road?
Yes, I would.
You wouldn't want it to be Shaq Boulevard?
No, because you know, listen to me. I got four rings, and these names I will always shout out for every time I talk about basketball. Brian Shaw. Listen, Shaq and Kobe gonna do their thing, but we don't win without Brian Shaw. Rick Fox, Big Shot Bob. Then I get traded and come here. I don't win without Alonzo Mourning. Udonis Haslem.
What was something about Udonis that, like, is there a story that sticks out in your mind for him?
Story for me is his sacrifice for his city, his sacrifice for his family. They offered him big money to go to Utah. He said,
nope.
I'm staying at the crib. So, again, like, the table looks good, but you see these legs? These legs don't ever get talked about.
Do you like
I'm the guy that's going to talk about the legs rather than the table.
Do you like the fact that him and Dwayne seem like they're going to probably go out together?
Yeah, that's why I want to give them boulevards a share. Unlike you, selfish man.
No, I want to get.
And if you ever try to give Udonis a cul-de-sac again, I'm going to body slam you in that little 3-foot pool. Don't you ever give my man UD a cul-de-sac.
He's talking to me, by the way. Real quick, here on the Carnival Horizon, they got two water slides.
Yes.
Me and you
can't fit, so
no,
don't worry about it.
I was just going to ask because I have a situation.
You'll get stuck and I'll get stuck.
Yeah, that would be a problem.
And you'll probably get a big old wedgie.
That tends to happen to me often. Yeah.
I don't do slides. The wedgies.
Shaquille O'Neal, thanks so much for stopping by, Shaq. We appreciate it, man. Thank you for having fun with us.
Do you have a charity?
No.
I was going to say, if you jump off the side of the boat, I'll donate $30,000 to your favorite charity.
Can you just give $30,000 to me?
Side of the boat.
Into the water.
Hey.
How high is it?
High. It's high.
Yeah, high as hell.
I don't know. I kind of float.
Super high.
No. Hey.
Don't do it.
Nothing floats going off the side of that boat.
I float.
You got to send me a lifeboat or I got to swim?
I got blubber.
Politicians, we want all of Biscayne named Dwayne Wade Boulevard. And we'll give UD two cul-de-sacs instead of one.
Why don't we give UD 95?
Yeah, we'll just give him 95.
Ooh.
The Haslem Highway.
Just give him the highway.
That'd
Haslem
nice.
Highway, man.
Like, that's all of it, man.
Yeah.
That'll be nice. Appreciate you guys.
Thank you, Shaq. I appreciate you stopping
Thanks,
by.
Man.
All right,
appreciate
big fan
you.
Of the show. All right, baby.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.